I came up with as a result of having to brain over the scriptures and put some commentaries and study about it. Obedience, yes, brings about innocence, which brings about absence of evil in our lives. One of the commentaries that I read when I was preparing for this was really sort of turned a light bulb. Suddenly everything about this scripture became very clear. It came into focus. It started a fire in my heart about it. Sometimes that can happen when you read something. That happened with this. Commentary talking about obedience and about this gospel even, which doesn't mention obedience. The commentary said that obedience is all we need to provide us understanding about Jesus. We can study for hours, we can study for years. We can follow all the rules of the other church. Establishment church, I guess. But all we need to do is be obedient to what Jesus taught us. blesses when we're young, grow up, learn the ways of the world. Oftentimes, we start turning away from the things that we're trying to do. It's a continuous struggle. In the gospel today, Jesus talked about burdens. Come to me, he said, all you who are to labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Saying these words is right after he has been through three towns. It's right after he's been through three towns who did not want anything to do with him. He preached to them, did mighty deeds, but could have cared less. They were interested in the things of the world. Also, church leaders of the day, scribes and Pharisees, were so interested in their own importance. They always watched over the people and made sure that they were trying to live up to the 613 laws that the church had in place for them. Laws and prayers and actions. 613 laws. This is against what Jesus taught us. God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself, and love one another as I have loved you. Both of them based on love. Hard to live up to, often for us, because we get caught up in the ways of the world. They are based on love. Love one another. It all keys on obeying those commandments. And it is possible. It is possible for us to regain innocence. We have to be willing to work at it. We have to be conscious of what we're doing. We have to make effort every day. Of course, the first thing we need to do is to pray. Take it to God. Ask God to help us. And take every chance we can. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Bury the dead. Take care of the sick. Every chance we can to be kind to others. Premeditated and random acts of kindness. Both involved. It does. When you're nice to somebody, almost every time, they'll notice it. You see that. You have to focus. Each day takes effort. Each day, focus on trying to be kind to others, trying to help others. Start doing this. Feel the world. Not as important in your life. Feel the Holy Spirit working inside you. You know who you are in God and who God is. Christ. There's nothing to lose. Faith, innocence, and faith. I have a prime example of regaining some innocence or having some innocence as a grown up. Happened probably less than 2 months ago. Downtown Louisville, maybe the second night of the protests, and there was a lot of tension. Some of you may have read about this in the paper. I did. There was a lot of tension in the air. I don't know what kind of direction the protests would take. Would it be violent or peaceful? Of course, there's some folks. There was a policeman who was answering a call for help from another policeman. And he had to park a ways away, and as he was going there, say a Christian.